Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In 2011, we witnessed the demise of numerous oppressive regimes around the world. As the oppressed faced decisions about what to do with their former oppressors, Monica Chobanu, an associate professor of sociology and criminal justice at the Plattsburgh State University of New York, explores lessons to be learned from a country that faced similar questions two decades ago.
In the wake of the Arab Spring, decades after the fall of communism, East European countries can provide lessons about the transition to democracy. In Romania, the overthrow of the communist regime was abrupt and violent. Almost immediately, a military trial sentenced to death President Ceausescu in December 1989. This instant retributive justice circumvented further inquiries into crimes prior to 1989 and during the December Revolution, when more than 1,000 people were killed by the secret police and military. Moreover, the trial established a culture of forgetting. Loose accusations of genocide against Ceausescu failed to provide a solid framework for indicting other high-level officials. In fact, after the verdict, the sentences of top party members previously convicted for approving Ceausescu's use of force were shortened or annulled. The few transitional justice policies initiated before 2005 protected former officials from accountability. However, in 2006, President Băsescu established a commission to analyze the dictatorship. The commission's report found it guilty of crimes against humanity. The report had important outcomes. It provoked debate and opened the security archives, to which I myself had access last summer during a research trip in Romania. But the report led to no new investigations. While a 2009 restitution law to compensate victims is languishing. When initial justice mechanisms favor forgetting over remembering, subsequent attempts at addressing the past can have only limited results.
That was Monica Chobanu of SUNY Plattsburgh. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.